that sound? The sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And of course, ancient Greece was called a democracy, but 80% of the people were slaves. Unbelievable.
I hate to sound like a jerk, but hey, whatever, you know? Get your own show. Play your own music. Anyway.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Hey, you know, who wants to be in California in the winter? The winter of Wisconsin is the best 7 months of the year.
Hey, can I put my clothes back on? My nipples are getting cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Had a go for auto sequence start.
What's your point?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, from TV shows, documentaries, even political speeches. Mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And this being a plastic sushi sound collage, we always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of rock and jazz and funk and punk and electronic and country and disco, experimental, as many different kinds of music as we can that match our theme du jour. And tonight, our theme is called Winter on the Way Out. Yes, spring is coming. We've had our polar vortices and snow. And we're ready to go and be packing up all that away as springtime comes. Not in the next week, but March 20th is the first day of spring. And, we're back with a full-featured sound collage for you this evening. After 3 weeks of training new DJs, Mariah and Jim, and I think they're both going to be great WMFO DJs. And they'll be, they've applied for shows, and they should be coming on our schedule pretty soon. Although, not in prime time. Until the summer. And then that'll work out pretty well, I think. So we started off with the Japanese artist Ken Ishii and his song Ice Blink. And tonight, well, we've got a genre-jumping mix of music all about the cold and the winter and snow and ice. And we've got classic rock and Japanese pop for you, a little country, some Devo I'm sending out to DJ Chris Major. We've got some Queen and Steve Miller and Pink Floyd and White Stripes. And I've been working all afternoon for you on an epic remix of several Wendy Carlos ambient pieces. And then also we're getting a little bit punny on our winter theme. We're going to hear from both of the Winter Brothers, Johnny and Edgar, and also later in the show Paul Winter as well. And then, yes, is a little more detail on my Wendy Carlos remix that's coming up in the second hour of the show. I've got three Wendy Carlos songs that I mixed up with pieces of a report from anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu. Back in January, he covered the Boston Women's Rally, and we're going to be hearing some of that, excerpts from it in particular. We're going to be hearing from Carol Rose of the ACLU and our 7th Congressional District representative to the U.S. House of Representatives. Yes, Ayanna Pressley. So that'll be coming up in the second hour of the show. So backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos, and this is a piece called Aurora Borealis. And I think we're going to pretty immediately get the next set started with the three Japanese ladies performing together as Shonen Knife. And they're going to be singing a song about a wonderful experience on a cold winter night. Something to sip and feel warm from. Yes. Yes. Here. Here's a nice thought. About hot chocolate. On the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only on WMFO. In Medford. Tops Freeform Radio.
Hot chocolate. Superfine ground brown powder. Hot chocolate. Hot as a Sahara desert. Hot chocolate. Don't need to put any sugar in. Hot chocolate. The bitter taste. Nobody can stop the melting chocolate. Let's go surfing on the tidal wave of chocolate. Hot chocolate, starting at the very, very sweet palm. Hot chocolate.
Blue. Ooh. be attributable to human error.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I'm sorry I'm not my usual ho-ho self this year, but it's been a very hard winter.
Makes me cruel, makes me spiteful. Tears are delightful. Welcome your nightfall. How into kills I'll tear at you, searching for weak sins.
Time ago, mankind has evolved since then.
Yes, into us. Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak in through these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Nuasha, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding! What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, our theme is Winter on the Way Out. And we began the set that you just heard with a Japanese band, of course, that was Shonen Knife and Hot Chocolate. A fine thing to be sipping this cold winter evening. Or you can be like WMFO DJ Arthur of the Grand Hour, and you can be sipping beer instead at home in his garage. Thanks for calling in, Arthur. And in case you don't know about it, Arthur hosts the Grand Hour, where he plays radio dramas from the golden age of radio. And it's on every Wednesday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. The Lone Ranger and, well, Orson Welles. Those have been some of my favorite pieces, but also Westerns. And, well, there was so much great radio going on back then. And unfortunately, far from all of it is preserved. But there are pieces that eventually ended up getting cut to vinyl albums. And Arthur has a collection of those, and he plays them on the radio every Wednesday here on WMFO in Medford from 6 to 7 a.m. And after the Shonen Knife, we heard some Pink Floyd and the Thin Ice from the Wall. And then another genre jump over to Hank Williams and Cold Cold Heart. And then jumping genres once again, some electronic beats from the 20th century with Yaz and Winter Kills. And then the White Stripes. Some distorted electric guitar and drums in the cold, cold night. And then the Edgar Winter Group with a real sound collage of an instrumental song from 1972, Frankenstein. And that song was made in the recording studio with magnetic tape sliced and spliced together. And they didn't even think that it barely made it out into the world. And well, the world's a much better place for it having been done that. And as sometimes happens, songs that people don't really think too much of, and there's a little push and it gets out there, and then it becomes like the biggest hit of the album. Yes, from They Only Come Out at Night. And we finish things off with a public service message about the importance of saving energy, of using energy efficiently. And actually, in my house, I've kind of made a game of trying to save energy in every way that I can. And I'm even more conscientious now about turning lights off when I'm leaving rooms. If I'm coming right back, you know, like in a minute, then it's not a big deal. But otherwise, you know, there's the light switch right there on the wall. It's pretty convenient. And just flipping it on and off. Yeah, that works pretty well. Saving money and being green. So, coming up in the next set is one of my intellectual idols is the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, and he did many things in his life, and one of them was after the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, he joined the presidential committee that investigated why that disaster happened. And he wrote about it for the general public. A great explanation in his book, a great account in his book, What Do You Care What Other People Think? And his analysis of that situation has affected me profoundly in the way that I look at organizations and how risks are computed. And, well, NASA asserted that the odds of a catastrophic event with a space shuttle were 1 in 100,000 when they built it and they started launching them. And there was this whole thing with playing up how we had made space travel so safe and ordinary that we'll even send a public school teacher up. And that's what they did. And, well, it turned out not to be so safe after all. Yeah, NASA asserted the odds of it blowing up, of a catastrophic event, were 1 in 100,000. But they needed to recompute that to be 1 in 25 after Challenger exploded. Because Challenger was the 25th launch. And, well, historical odds are definitive compared to odds that are computed ahead of time. And then, when Challenger did blow up and they decided to ultimately continue it, but they had all these safety improvements, they claimed that the odds were not 1 in 100,000, because obviously that wasn't true, but they were closer to 1 in 1,000. That's what NASA said. Well, even that wasn't right, because when the program resumed, the space shuttle Columbia disintegrated on re-entry on the 113th mission. So, again, calculating what are the odds? Well, historically, then the odds were 2 disasters in 113 flights. So 1 in 57. Not 1 in 100,000, as they had computed, and not 1 in 1,000, as they had supposedly realistically computed afterwards. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing actual real-life NASA audio from the chase from the Space Shuttle Challenger launch explosion in 1986. And I mixed that into this Danky Groove song, Snow and Dove. It comes in after the Steve Miller song in the next set. And it's it's a pretty somber mix. And in this particular case, I'm not going to throw in any explosions. You'll just have to listen to the audio and use your own imagination thinking about about what was going on. So that's actually the fifth song in the next set. And before we get there, we're going to be hearing some winter-themed songs from Simon and Garfunkel and Queen and the Steve Miller Band. But we're going to start off first with Johnny Winter. And this is a song called Johnny Guitar. You're on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, it's Tufts Freeform Radio.
When I was a young boy, I thought I had that touch. I wanted to play that guitar so much. Now I'm a man and I got me word. Now I'm a playing son of a gun. They call me Johnny Guitar. As long as it lasts, they call me Johnny Guitar. They call me Johnny Guitar. They call me Johnny Guitar. I'm coming to play in your town.
Army bound. a riot. It's the springtime of
thank you. all the leaves will brown and the wind blows so chill. And the birds have all flown for the summer.
SRB hydraulic power units have started. T-minus 21 seconds and the solid rocket booster engine gimbal now underway. T-minus 15 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, roll, Challenger. Good roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines beginning throttling down now. At 94%. Normal throttles for most of the plane, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engines at 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Throttling up, three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Roger, 1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. vehicle has exploded. We are now looking at all the contingency operations and awaiting word from any recovery forces.
Diamond bracelet fall over the ice age.